I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One of the classic signs of hijacking is a sudden intense emotion that causes us to act impulsively. Typically, we say something. Sometimes we do something. And we very quickly regret it. Great example in the Bible is Peter denying Christ. He had promised he would never abandon Jesus, and yet when he got confronted that he might be with Jesus three times, he said, "I don't even know him." And the Bible says he walked outside and within moments was weeping in grief. Classic emotional hijacking, sinful behavior. His mind was not working the way God designed it. So how do we counteract that? Number one, recognize it, that we do have this as an issue. And number two is memorizing that read acrostic to recognize the emotion, to feel, okay, I've got some intense emotions welling up inside of me. What are they? I'm feeling angry. Why am I feeling angry? That's the evaluate part. Well, my boss just gave another person credit for a project. It was really my idea, and that's not fair. And I may not get the raise. I may not get the promotion. I may not have people respect me the way I want. So just the process of thinking those things through, evaluating why I feel this. And it's basically living out James 4:1, where James says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?" And so evaluating those desires, anticipating what happens if I make a big scene in a staff meeting, you know, would be very counterproductive. And then directing, you know, how do I actually channel this emotion constructively? Well, number one, at the moment, while emotions are tense, I keep my mouth shut. One thing I tell people, if they've got a problem blurting things out, just take a bottle of water, a cup of coffee into a meeting, and just make a decision. You will not open your mouth until you've taken a sip of water. And just buying those 6 seconds can give your brain time to engage and slow you down.
Which, you know, that's probably, I think you talk about the pause principle. I mean, there is something to be said for just, you know, being slow to speak and quick to listen.
Absolutely. And the pause principle is another one of our acrostics. And, of course, just the very word is helpful, to pause, to slow down, to think. But there's actual specific steps. So we use the pause principle in negotiating substantive issues, material issues. And basically, that stands for preparing. You want to pray, think it through, get your options. You want to affirm the relationship, show respect and concern for other people. You want to understand their interests as well as you understand your own. Paul commands that in Philippians 2:4. He says, look out for their interests as well as your own. And then you can search for creative solutions, think about different ways to meet everybody's needs, and then evaluate those things objectively. So again, it's just a very simple acrostic, but it gathers a wealth of biblical information and even many examples in the Bible of people negotiated in life and death situations.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.